So you start thinking to yourself, Sissany, all right, what are my attributes? What am I good at? You know, and maybe you're smart. And so you say, I'm going to go to med school and become a doctor. Or maybe you say, you know what? I'm smart, but I'm not the studying type, so I'm going to be a superstar singer. Or maybe you say, oh, in the mirror, I'm Elvis Francois, and I'm Dr. Elvis Francois, pop singer. And here he is now. We're meeting him for the first time. Good to meet you, sir.
Good to meet you. Thanks so much for having me. You all are absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Well, we feel the same about you, Elvis.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's been a crazy past few months, and the world's kind of been crazy. But this has been a pretty special way to kind of take a step back and put some smiles on people's faces. So thanks for allowing me to join you all.
Of course. Now, for those who have not seen his work as a superstar performer, talk about your day job. What are you doing right now?
So actually, right now I'm in between surgery. So I just finished up our first surgery for the day. So I'm actually.
But you didn't rush through it knowing you were coming on the air, right? I mean, you took your time.
No. We took our time. We did our absolute best, as we do with all of our patients. But this is my last year of training. I'm a spine surgery fellow.
Wow.
Here. So yeah, just trying to make the most with what we got.
He's 35 years old. He clearly, yeah. Listen. Don't think I wasn't noticing those biceps. I love the biceps and the cut of your shirt, of your surgeon shirt. Perfect.
Well, I don't have the Ryan Seacrest face.
You're doing just fine, sexiest man alive. I saw you on the list.
Yeah, exactly.
When did you start sharing this gift that you've got of singing? Let me play a little bit of this. We have Dr. Elvis singing Imagine. Imagine there's no heaven. Perform at the Mayo Clinic, by the way.
It's easy. You try. No.
Oh, really? Taking the falsetto home.
Bubbles only sky.
Let's hear you hop in there, right there.
Imagine all. You don't want that, Doc.
Pretty good.
I need some real surgery. So when did you start singing?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think like most people, I just enjoy music. I'll sing in the shower, sing in the car, just hanging out. And I'll have jam sessions with friends, but I never really like sang formally. And no one in my family is into music. Mm-hmm. But sometime around my second or third year of training at Mayo Clinic for my residency, I just started singing more around the hospital, and it's just kind of cool. You know, if after a long day, you know, everyone's so serious and there's so much weight with what we do on a day-to-day basis, and started sharing music that way. And it's been fun to keep going.
And you were invited as the, I don't know, as far as I know, the first non-Hollywood celebrity to come on the Masked Singer. Listen to what happened when Ken Jeong was, I guess, face to face with Dr. Elvis.
Your version of Imagine got us through the pandemic, man. Aww. So
appreciate that.
It breaks down.
Man, you don't know, like that living room concert you did on Fox, that was the first time we saw it. And In a concert of stars, it was like Elton John, Billy Joe, everybody. The best moment of that living room concert was you.
What do you make all this crazy fame right now?
To be honest, it's hard to put into words. Like if a few months ago, if you told me that this would happen, I'd probably call you a crazy person. So there's no way that I could have imagined, you know, a small amount of music could go this far. It's just been special.
Imagine, the key word, isn't it? Imagine. Yeah. It is the key word. It's the operative word.
I did put it on
He's first. Clever. Dr. Elvis Francois, he's 35. He's right now working at the Mayo Clinic. Are you... I mean, Tanya and Patty want me to ask you, are you single? Are you married? What's happening on the other side of the ledger?
It's a great question. My mom is asking me the same question every day of the week, actually, particularly around the holiday. But I am single. I basically live at the hospital, so I don't really have a lot of time, but I'm single as women.
Oh, wow.
I'm married to medicine, I guess.
The toll-free lines are open and they're calling.
Yeah, that will change soon.
We should just, before we let you go, acknowledge everyone who has been in situations and in roles like yourself. Everyone who's there working with patients, the nurses, the cleaning teams around this country. I know that things are getting worse in many parts of the country. What are you seeing right now going into December, Dr. Elvis?
Yeah, I mean, I think as a lot of the epidemiological models have predicted, what we're starting to see is a lot more positive patients. And quite frankly, a lot of patients are actually, you know, seeing the worst of it at this point. I think that the great thing is that we're all doing our parts as individuals, and I think it's going a long way in helping us contain things. So we're seeing things increase in number, the number of inpatients and hospital utilization rates are skyrocketing. And so these are crazy times. I think, but one of the coolest things to see is to see everyone come together. When you're in a room and you have, you know, a nurse who's from Pakistan and the anesthesiologist is an Alabama a guy, and you got people all coming together to take care of one patient. I think it gives a lot of hope, and it's really, really cool to see. And with all this music and crazy stuff that I've been doing, I think it's cool to come back to the hospital and, you know, everyone kind of just talking about it, and it puts a smile on people's faces. And so it's cool to be part of a bit of a silver lining. But we've got a long way to go, and I think we're going to get there if we all do our part.
Well, listen, I know that you have a surgery to get to, and I've got to play some Drake. So I'll let you look, we all have our lane. It's great to meet you, and thank you very much for your gift of song. It's really music is healing. Music is healing.
Honor is all mine. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Take Pleasure care of yourself. Dr. Elvis Thank Francois. You. Look him up. Google him right now if you can. Dr. Elvis Francois. Guy is
gorgeous.
Legendary. Like, I want him to be my roommate.
Totally.
And I don't have roommates.
I mean,
did you hear his pager went off in the middle of our, like, yeah, I'm like, oh, exactly. Gosh, it's an emergency. Go get your pager.
Surgery.
Should we be worried? Second date update next.